Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. This Friday evening, Milwaukee's Present Music presents its season finale concert called Present Music Nation. One of the pieces on that program is from a unique community collaboration. Compose Milwaukee is an NEA-funded project that reaches out to companies and organizations around the Milwaukee area, including Badger Meter, Piper Power Company, Reagan High School, and St. John's on the Lake.
Each collaboration resulted in a specific piece of music, and all of them will be featured on a special concert on Sunday. Nick Weckman is a trombonist and composer who's the project coordinator. Kent Mayfield is one of the participants from the St. John's on the Lake group. They join me in the studio now. Welcome both of you to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
So, Nick, tell me about this project that you are in charge of everything but the youth portion of. This is like sort of composing in the community.
Yeah. So the entire project is called Compose Milwaukee. And the basic idea, Kevin Stahlheim, Present Music's artistic director, kind of came to me when we first met. And he had the idea of turning Milwaukee into a city of composers. And so I've been working with him and other people from Present Music to kind of make that almost a reality, hopefully. So what that looks like is I've been going around to different community places and a few corporations as well. And kind of collectively, they'll get a group of people together and we collectively create this piece of music. And so there's a talk back and forth. We kind of go through this process of identifying, you know, some important thematic material, kind of making motives and start weaving stuff together. We talk about form. And
do people have to have a musical background to participate in
not
this?
At all. Not at all. In fact, we have participants all the way from some that, you know, have been very active in music and they have music minors and in college or whatnot. And they say music is, you know, right next to their job, like the most active thing in their lives. And other people that say they, you know, they won't even sing in the shower. So no. Not at all. No experience required.
No experience required and no composition required, because that's a whole other thing. There are a lot of people who are musicians who are not composers.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and that's the goal, is to kind of show people that everyone has that creative potential. Everyone has those musical ideas that for some reason haven't come to the surface yet.
Now, when the pieces are finished, first of all, are they all connected or are you doing different things with different people?
Completely different things with different people. And we let them develop the ideas. We kind of start very bare bones. And what's so cool is that each different group has a drastically different take on the composition process. And I think each piece that we've created is pretty different. Me being involved in all of them, I'm trying to not put as many of my like certain style in there.
That it becomes – it's organic to the people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the goal. I'm just kind of stitching things together, but they're the ones making all the little parts.
Well, Kent, let's bring you in on this. Did you have a musical background before you participated in this?
Singing in the choir, right?
So you did have some music, but you'd never composed.
Oh, no. I'm not a musician. I may like music, and I participate in music, but I'm – not a musician, and that is rather the case with all the other participants at St. John's. Indeed, had musical competence been a requirement, we would probably not have had people attend. It's largely a men's gathering, but the diversity within the group is really quite considerable. We have a former professor at Marquette in biblical studies, and we have a former music teacher, salesperson of musical products, nationally known author of children's books. So we bring quite a variety of experiences.
With all those academicians and people who have that kind of background, was it difficult to get everyone to agree? I've sat in on some of those kinds of meetings, and people can get very vociferous and very insistent on getting certain ideas across.
Like I said, each group is unique, and I think St. John's in particular, there's so many ideas and it's so much less based on just what I say. You all kind of take your own ideas and run with it, which is really great to see. But even with all these ideas, they seem to mostly agree of like, well, this is kind of what we're looking for. This would be cool. This would be cool. So it's almost like there's this group idea of here's a sort of piece of music that we want to obtain.
Very quickly, I think, we came to the notion that what we wanted to do with this piece was going to be based in the experience that we all shared.
Yeah, and that's one of the first things we do at the sessions is identify, okay, what's some sort of central focus, something that everyone here has in common that we can kind of hone in on and then kind of create something from there. Doesn't necessarily need to be the focus of the piece, but it's a starting point.
It's a place to start the conversation.
Absolutely.
And we didn't, I think very quickly we realized we were not talking about something that was at core designed to be tuneful, nor that it was to reflect certain kinds of conventional modalities of mm-hmm. what we call music. That we were really, and we say to ourselves, have said to ourselves over time, we are really trying here to listen to the life we have together and alone, and listen more carefully to the experience which is our shared experience together. And that has brought us to a different understanding of what music can be, and perhaps another a recollection that music was not initially put together out of instruments. Maybe music was a found experience from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we know that many of the string instruments were really created in order to recreate the sound of the human voice. And so we're focusing a good deal on the sound of the human voice as creating an experience that is at some level musical.
Mm-hmm. So that leads me to more of the technique of what you're using to create this. Are you starting with the human voice in all of these, or do you start with different things depending on the group?
Yeah, it's all dependent on the group. Some use the human voice, some don't. Some were having more percussion involved. One that comes to mind as far as just like a unique thing for the space was over at Badger Meter. They have this gigantic flow lab that they use to test like liquid transfer equipment and that sort of thing. So we went in there and we just started banging on stuff, playing some stuff, moving stuff, and went in there with some microphones, recorded all the different sounds we were going to get that couldn't be brought to the concert area, then also grabbed some of the stuff that was more mobile. And so we kind of have this gigantic mishmash of different
electronic and percussive and
all sorts of different things. And so that was something that – and just the sound of water since, you know, it's Badger Meter, of course. So the conversation with that group took a completely different route than, say, St. John's, where we were focusing on the human voice and kind of this shared experience where – at Badger Meter, it was more about what physically is there and what their company really works with and the sounds of their company.
Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on?
I first talked with Kevin about this back in August of last year, and we ran our first prototype over at Luther Manor in November. But all the groups are going to hear on the concert, I've been working with them. I think the first group met in February.
Okay, so a few months. You've had a few months to do this.
A few months. So we kind of have 5 to 8 sessions, and sometimes it's week to week, sometimes it's month to month, depending on the group. But, yeah, we just kind of meet, and I do some stuff in between sometimes to keep things going, and we just see this progression week by week, month by month.
So, Kent, is this something you would do again?
Very much so. In fact, I'm talking with Present Music about the possibility of exporting this experience to the rural environment where people may have a different set of sensibilities and a different kind of shared experience. Certainly at St. John's, we were very much aware of our physical environment facing one way onto busy Prospect Street and on the other side on the lake. And we wanted to build that experience into what we were creating. But in the countryside, it would be a different kind of experience. And so I'm really interested in doing that. The other, I would do it again if I had the chance, do it again in a somewhat different way with a different population at St. John's, because we do have a whole group of people who for whom memory is a problem and for whom focus is a problem and so on. And music, this kind of experience, call it music if you want, call it something else, is a way of focusing attention for a limited period of time on a single thing that is being done in a rather controlled way, and that can be very helpful for people as well.
And done collectively.
You're
part of a group as
that's
you're
right.
doing it, and so that's another kind of a connection.
Which I think is an important dimension of this for us. All of us sitting around the table on a Tuesday morning know each other at a certain level rather well, but after 6 or 7 sessions together, we know each other in a different way. than we would ever have known each other before. And we've discovered that there are ways in which we now can talk with each other even in the hallway that were not open to discussion before because we already knew – we each had our own reputation. We had our own experience background. We were assumed to be of a certain sort. And then we sit around the table and the fact that one is an Episcopal priest doesn't have any particular impact on the fact that another one has been writing children's books forever. And that, I think, has been a rich community-building dimension, which we always say is true about music. But this then gives us a concrete example where we're not spectators. We are ourselves in charge of the process. And, of course, it's been wonderful to have someone helping us.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of moving us this way and moving us that way because you put a bunch of free-thinking academic types in around a table and it's like herding cats. We all have very strong opinions and we don't easily sit back and let somebody else
dictate them. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And so, Nick, for you, since you've been part of this from the beginning, what have you learned from this process and would you do something like it again?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've learned a lot and I just know from the kind of first groups I was working with to see how it developed and whatnot. I think one of the biggest things I learned is to just be hands-off and, you know, that I'm more of a moderator more than anything else because I noticed the worst sessions would be when I'd really try to force like, okay, let's do this and, you know, it's going to be fun and we're going to be creative now. But if I just let their ideas come, everyone has ideas. Everyone has great ideas. To comment on what you were saying, Ken, as far as people getting to know each other in a new way. I especially noticed that at like some of the corporate levels because you have people coming from, you know, some people are in management, some people are like line workers. And in these sorts of sessions, everyone's on the same level. No one has more important ideas than the other. And it's cool to see those people that maybe, like you said, you wouldn't see them interact in this way, but now they have this bond that they're going to take back into the company or back into St. John's.
It may not be the case in every situation, I think. But if we had been thinking about this doing of music together as a kind of singular, meditative, isolated, sitting by the creek listening to the bubbling water, I think it would not have captured our imaginations in the same way as knowing that there was going to be a performance.
Yeah.
It was a highly motivating thing. what is it we want to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a forum to say it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so don't waste it.
That's right. And it has been a way of building cohesion. We could easily have chosen, oh, this week I'm not going to come. I'd rather sit in the bistro and chat with some other people. But no, we've made a commitment. We're going to focus on this. We're going to give it our attention. We had some people who came in, a couple of fellows who came in late to the process. Mm-hmm. And they have been perhaps the most focused fellows. And insofar as we were able to give people assignments, go away, pull back from your experience, something that we can use, that has been very useful. If it had just been what we did around the table together when we were together, I'm not so sure we would have reached the conclusion that we have, which I think at this point is rather exciting.
I agree.
And then we're going to be able to hear that.
That's right.
This
That's
weekend.
Right. June 7th, Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Milwaukee Art Museum is the big Compose Milwaukee concert that all the groups from all over are premiering their new works. And we're also having groups from the Creation Project, which is kind of more students in high school and whatnot that have kind of work with professional composers. So that's also going to be on the concert, but all this stuff. And then 2 days before, so Friday, June 5th at the Warehouse, we're going to have one work from the Compose Milwaukee project in the normal Present Music. This is the Present
the
Music
concert,
season finale.
Right.
Yes, thank
right.
you. The Present Music season finale is Friday, June 5th. And those are two shows, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And we're kind of showing a little of this to the normal Present Music audience and then hopefully seeing them again on Sunday.
With lots more people. Right. Well, Nick and Kent, I can't thank you enough for coming in and telling us about this. Best of luck on the concert. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Nick Weckman is a trombonist and composer. He's the coordinator for Present Music's Compose Milwaukee project, in which groups around the area collaborated to create new music. Among them was St. John's on the Lake, whose participants included Kent Mayfield.
The Present Music Nation concert takes place tomorrow evening at the Hot Water Warehouse. The Compose Milwaukee concert is free to the public on Sunday afternoon at the Milwaukee Art Museum. There's more information at WUWM.com.